So the first step is to have a person who, that you're working with recall a past vivid experience. The first thing is to have the person recall a past vivid experience. Now, the experience itself should be, I would say, really vivid. That means, what does that mean? It means that you want to have them be associated in the event. The event wants to be quite intense. So if you say to a person, can you remember a time when you were totally motivated? And they go like this.
I guess so.
Then that's not real motivated. So you should be asking the client to access the state, and they should be accessing it more like this. Can you remember a time when you were totally motivated? And the person goes, yes. That's a motivated state. You can tell that's a motivated state. You can see the, as you look at them, you can see the shift. And what do you see the shift in? You see the shift in the skin color and the skin tonus. You see the shift in the breathing rate and location, the pupil dilation and focus and the breathing, all of that. You see the entire shift in the person using your sensory acuity. And you notice that the person goes into a state. Now, the person actually recalls a past vivid experience. Now, something that's really intense is probably the most important way to remember it. Actually, there's three levels of a past vivid experience. So let's talk about those. Let me sort of break that down for you. The most intense experiences, of course, are naturally occurring experiences. So if we can actually catch the client experiencing a state in the moment, so if we were with, say, this person and they were remembering a time when they were totally motivated, that's going to be less intense than actually being in the state in the time when they were totally motivated. If we're with them, of course, we're not with our clients all the time, fortunately. So they're going to have to use a recalled situation. But if you're with your, if you're with someone or you yourself are anchoring yourself, and anchoring a state. If you're in a state in the moment, that's really a good time to perform the anchor. So the most vivid states are usually naturally occurring states. The next most vivid states are states which are recalled, and those want to be really associated. And the next one, which is also possible to anchor but least preferable, are states which are constructed. Now, some people can't really recall past powerful positive states. So then we ask them to construct the state, and we might say something like this. Can you remember a time when you're totally motivated? And the client would go, you know, I really have trouble remembering a certain state. So then you can say to the client, well, okay, so how about this? How would you stand if you were totally motivated? Show me, if you were in a situation where you were totally motivated today, right now, how would you stand? How would you be standing? So stand like you'd be standing and breathe like you'd be breathing. And say to yourself those things that you would say to yourself as you do that in that way. And so what the person's going to do is they're going to construct a constructed state for you. Now, that's the least vivid of the three, the least preferable, but it is acceptable because some people can actually be anchored in that way. All right. So we're going to recall a past vivid experience. And by the way, the state elicitation script is on page 47. If you've looked ahead, you probably already noticed that. So the next thing is we're going to provide an anchor. We're going to anchor at the specific stimulus at the peak. But let me explain to you what I mean by at the peak here. It says at the peak, that's the standard NLP line. But I want to talk to you for a moment about precision anchoring. This is really, really important. At the bottom of page 46, we have a sort of a chart of an anchor and also of a state. So what we have here is we at the bottom, we have the intensity, and the intensity rises. And then the time goes from left to right. So you'll notice that this state is coming up here. It begins at the very beginning, and you see it beginning to rise up. I'm going to assume that even with your fabulous sensory acuity, because I know that you've been practicing this since you heard a few programs ago all about sensory acuity. I know you've been practicing sensory acuity. But I'm going to assume, because I also don't pick it up right away, I'm going to assume that you aren't going to see it right away when the person begins to go into the state. Now, the truth is that some people go into a state very rapidly. So you say to them, can you remember a time when you're totally motivated? And they go, yes, right away. Okay. Now, there are also some people who go into a state very, very slowly. So you say, can you remember a time when you're totally motivated? And they sit there and they think, and then they go, yes. And so in between that, they've had a few moments to access the state. You need to look at the person. look across at them and notice what the shift is in color, skin tonus, lower lip size, pupil focus and dilation, and so forth. All of those things that we look at with our sensory acuity. You need to look across at them and notice and then provide that anchor right at the peak. Now, how do we anchor it at the peak? Let's watch. See the left-hand side of the diagram from the beginning at the very bottom right up to where the anchor begins. I'm going to assume for purposes of this discussion that we didn't notice them going into the state until it got to right there. The minute you, and you might want to make a note right here on your notes on page 46. The minute you notice the client going into the state, the minute you notice, or the second you notice, I guess I would say, the second you notice the client going into the state, what I want you to do is get your hand on that anchor. Now, if you look at the slide section and look at page 15, there's actually a picture of an anchor being applied to a knuckle. I like the knuckles for applying an anchor because they're really, really, they don't change. They really, really stay where they are. One time I anchored a fellow on his shirt and I was calibrating on the seam of the shirt. And it was really funny because as I calibrated on the seam of the shirt, he stood up and shifted his shirt around. And I went, oh no, there's my whole calibration. Well, the nice thing about the knuckles is they don't move. Take a look at your hand for a moment and bend the knuckles back and forth and then shake your hand all around. And notice the knuckles pretty much tend to stay in the same place. That's the good thing about the knuckles. I like them because they're always there. So we're going to apply the anchor to a place which is easy to get at. The knuckles are nice because, like I said, they stay in the same place. And you may want to ask the client, I'm going to touch you in a moment. Would that be okay? All right, so we've applied the anchor. We've noticed the person going into state here. We're looking at our chart on the bottom of page 46 on the diagram there. We've noticed the person going into the state. We've noticed the intensity of the state coming up, 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 up. And then the minute you notice it, you're going to get your hand on the anchor. And now when do you get the hand off the anchor? Please make a note also on page 46, right at the end where you notice the anchor ends. Right there is the peak of the state. So actually, when you provide a specific stimulus, you're going to provide the specific stimulus just before the peak so that the hand comes off when the state reaches the peak. You do want to take your hand off when the state reaches the peak because sometimes other states come in afterward. We don't want to pick up those other states because a lot of times there's other things mixed in. So typically when we do an anchor, we're going to put the hand on the minute we notice the anchor beginning, and we're going to pull the hand off the minute we notice the state hits its peak. Now, here's the truth. The truth is you won't actually notice the state hit its peak when it hits its peak because you're simply going to be able to calibrate on the difference. So you're going to have to wait for a few seconds until the state begins to go down to where you know there's the peak. So you actually are going to pick it up and take your hand off slightly after the end of the peak. Now, that's a real technical discussion of that. Typically, if you just simply get on just before the peak and get off right at the peak, that'll be great. Okay, we've anchored the state. Now we're going to change the person's state. And then we're going to evoke the state again by setting off the anchor to test it. So we recall a specific state, we anchor the state, then we change the state, then we evoke the state and make sure that we've tested the state and make sure it can be recalled.